I have some homegrown tomatoes here. This is actually the last one I have. I don't know if I'm going to get any more or not. I went to see my dad over the weekend and we went out and picked some grapes and we also picked some tomatoes, and this is one of the ones that we picked. And so it's not terribly big, but this is, if you've never had a homegrown tomato, they are so much better. If you eat a homegrown tomato, you will never want another one from the store. I don't care how fancy that store is. I don't care if they say it's vine ripened, locally sourced. They are never as good as a real homegrown tomato, and that's what this is. And I have a little bit left over from last night. These are some slices. I don't want to turn it up too much because one thing about homegrown tomatoes is that they have a lot of juice. They're very juicy. So good. Oh, they are so much better. The ones from the store will taste like cardboard after you eat one of these. One thing about them is that I have noticed is that the color is much richer. It's a darker red, and it looks like this when you slice it. It's almost like a blood red color. Well, it depends on the kind of tomato. You know, there are different varieties, but these are quite dark and so good. Now, everybody makes their tomato sandwiches differently. It's a very popular thing in the South. Now, I know in other parts of the world they don't eat tomato sandwiches, but give it a try if you've never had one. So I'm just going to start with some bread that I had available. It's just plain old white bread. You can use any kind of bread, it doesn't matter. This is some of the Lovin' fresh bread from Aldi. So we're gonna make two because the way I make them, they're not terribly filling, and because I want two, so I'm gonna make two. So for that, I'm gonna need four slices of bread, two for each one. Now, the way I make them may not be the way you make them, and that's fine. Live and let live. I say, if it works for you, that's wonderful. I have here the most adorable little baby jar of Duke's mayonnaise you ever saw. Like, it's the tiniest jar I have ever seen. It's plastic. They used to be all glass when I was little. They were all glass and they had a metal lid. Look at that adorable little jar. Now, if you live in the South, you probably fall in one of two camps. You either grew up in a Duke's home or a Hellman's home. Every now and then somebody would have Cool Whip, but it was pretty rare. I mean, not Cool Whip, Miracle Whip. You wouldn't want to put Cool Whip on here. That would be nasty. Miracle Whip, but very few people, at least where I grew up. So there's the mayonnaise. It's a fresh jar. I just bought it today at Food Lion. And now I don't use a lot of mayonnaise. And again, you do it however you want. So you spread it on. See how nice and evenly it goes on there? Just like that. Get a little more. And you just put it on. You know what? I think I'm gonna do a thin layer on each piece. So here's the other piece of bread here, and I'm just gonna put a little bit on there. Not a ton. Now, some people use a lot of mayonnaise. I don't. And while we have it out, we're gonna go ahead and put mayonnaise on the second one. Very pretty. And again, everybody, I mean, people will actually debate. They'll actually have arguments about the best way to make a tomato sandwich. I say whatever works for you, that's the best way. My kids hate tomato sandwiches. They don't like them at all. They don't like them anyway. No matter how you make them, they don't like them. I don't know. So we have just a thin layer. I don't use a lot of mayonnaise on anything. I just use a little. And when I was a kid, I didn't like mayonnaise on my tomato sandwiches. I just wanted a little bit of salt, and that's it. Okay. So we're done with the cute little jar. All right. I have salt. A little bit of salt. Fresh ground, I have a salt grinder and fresh ground pepper. Just a little bit. I don't use a lot of pepper. Now, first, I want to use the tomato slices from last night. So all I'm going to do